A poor miller had three sons, and when he died, the sons shared his possessions between them. The eldest son took the mill, the middle son took the donkey, and the youngest son had to make do with the cat. He was most disappointed. "What use is a cat?" he sighed to himself. The cat heard this and looked up. "Don't be sad, my good master," he said. "Just give me a sack and a pair of boots, and you will find you have a better bargain than your brothers." The boy was so surprised to hear that the cat speaks that he was quite ready to believe him and gave him what he wanted. Puss pulled on the boots, slung the sack over his shoulder, and went off into the nearby woods. He put the sack on the ground and slipped some juicy lettuce leaves inside. No sooner had he hidden himself behind a nearby tree when a plump young rabbit sniffed around the sack and hopped inside. In a flash, Puss jumped up and, grabbing the sack, caught and killed the rabbit. Puss hurried to the king's palace and asked to see the king.
"Sire, I bring you a plump young rabbit from my noble master, the Marquis of Carabas," said Puss, for that was the name he had invented for his master.
"Thank your master," replied the king, "and tell him I am most pleased with his present."
The next day, Puss went to a wheat field, and using some grains of the wheat as a bait, he caught two fat partridges in the same way. Once more, he hurried to the king and presented them. Saying that they were a present from his master, the Marquis of Carabas. The king was very curious to know who this mysterious person was.